Return of the First Captives. Chapter 56. The Lord's House Open to All. Thus says the Lord, observe what is right, do what is just, for my salvation is about to come, my justice about to be revealed. Happy is the man who does this, the son of man who holds to it, who keeps the Sabbath free from profanation, and his hand from any evil doing. Let not the foreigner say, when he would join himself to the Lord will surely exclude me from his people. Nor let the eunuch say, see, I am a dry tree. For thus says the Lord, to the eunuchs who observe my Sabbaths, and choose what pleases me, and hold fast to my covenant, I will give in my house and within my walls a monument and a name. Better than sons and daughters, an eternal, imperishable name will I give them. And the foreigners who join themselves to the Lord, ministering to him, loving the name of the Lord, and becoming his servants, all who keep the Sabbath free from profanation, and hold to my covenant, them I will bring to my holy mountain, and make joyful in my house of prayer. Their holocausts and sacrifices will be acceptable on my altar, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples. Thus says the Lord God, who gathers the dispersed of Israel. Others will I gather to him, besides those already gathered. Blind leaders. All you wild beasts of the field, come and eat, all you beasts in the forest. My watchmen are blind, all of them unaware. They are all dumb dogs, they cannot bark, dreaming as they lie there, loving their sleep. They are relentless dogs, they know not when they have enough. These are the shepherds who know no discretion. Each of them goes his own way, every one of them to his own gain. Come, I will fetch some wine. Let us carouse with strong drink, and tomorrow will be like today, or even greater.